Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Isagro as of March 31st, 2015 in results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ruggero Gambini, CFO of Isagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everybody. We published yesterday the results for the first quarter of 2015. We used to, as usual, we remember that first quarter is not significant versus the whole year, but anyway, it provides us with some indications, good indications at the very start of this 2015. More in particular, I will make reference to the presentation we rendered available on our website yesterday evening, and I will start from page 5, making a direct reference to the consolidated P&L. Revenues were up 8% in the first quarter, with a contribution to operating results marking a growth by 14%. Then we incorporated in the first 3 months the fair value, so the unrealized fair value relevant to the hedging operations for the whole 2015 turnover in USD, and remembering that the first 3 months just incorporated less than 10% of the 100% turnover in dollar we expect for the entire year. Of course, we incorporated 100% of the cost while not benefiting at the same time in the first quarter of the relevant benefits at the EBITDA level. We calculated this fair value making reference to a USD-Euro exchange rate of 1.07. We are aware that as of today, the euro strengthened a bit versus this value, and as of today, this loss of 1.8 million should be read as around 0.9 million euro. Following this post, we close the quarter with a net result of 0.8 million, million euro versus 1 million euro of result. As far as the comparison with the budget is concerned, we just communicated the levels of for the 12th month of turnover and net and EBITDA, we are in line with the interim values of the budget. Page 6, we represent the situation, the financial situation. Net financial position is slightly below 40 million euro, marking a decrease by around 10 million euro versus the same period of last year, and marking an increase by some 9 million versus the 30 million euro of December 31st. Making reference to December 31st figures, I would just like to point out that this increase of 9 million euro is the effect of an increase at the net current asset level by some 12 million euro. Therefore, it is clear that some 3 million euro were represented the generation of cash in the first quarter, so without considering the increase of net working capital. Making reference to pages 7 and 8 of the presentation, we simply recap the results of the operating companies. Here, the important and the usual thing is that the holding company Isagro SPA, which is also the listed company, by the way, incorporates 100% of the investments and of the debt, and therefore most of the financial charges, depreciations, and net financial positions, so consolidated debt, are incorporated in the holding company, while all the operating companies are highlighting a positive net result and overall a positive, or better to say, a negative financial position, so money, cash. At page 9, we wanted simply to recap, without commenting it, the performance in the stock exchange of our two lines of shares, the ordinary shares and the growth shares. And I'm not going to read the number, that you could read at page 9. But here the concept is that, first of all, we still acknowledge a significant difference in the stock prices between ordinary and growth shares by some 25 to 30% along the month. And it is important on this regard to highlight and to remember that given the features and the characteristics of the growth shares, there is no, let me say, financial nor profit-wise reason to justify this kind of discount of the growth shares versus the ordinary shares, so for the simple fact that given the fact that there is a controlling party holding the majority of the voting rights of Isagro, the holders, the bearers of growth shares will be recognized till the moment that this controlling structure will be in place, will be recognized an extra dividend of 20% versus the ordinary shares should the dividend be resolved upon by next shareholder meeting, which is our objective, which was communicated when we shared the business plan to the financial community. And at the moment, in the moment when the controlling party should lose its controlling stake, i.e. Should go below 50% of the voting rights, and or in any case of compulsory public offer, growth shares automatically convert in force of the bylaws into ordinary shares. Last point, once again at page 9, we would like simply to remember that while the market capitalization is around 65 million euro, the simple equity book value is around 100 million euro. This is important because we have a double kind of problem. The first of all is represented by the discount that the growth shares still hold versus the ordinary shares, and the other point is an underrepresentation of a market cap towards the equity book value. Why this last point is important? Because we always stated and demonstrated also through the extraordinary operations and which were put in place in the last 3 years that our book value significantly underrepresent the market value of the asset. As far as the perspectives for the remaining 9 months are concerned, and I'm making reference to page 13 of the presentation, at this point of time we cannot but confirm the objective of turnover and EBITDA incorporated by the business plan.
Mr. Gambini, there are no questions registered at this time.
Thank you.